Specifically, yeah, I just felt God this whole week. It's just so precious that God has brought us together this morning in this place. And I just believe He's just here and He's just awakening dreams. And I just sense the whole week of what God is doing in our midst. And for those of you that's in coming to small group and you've been here in the services, you will know that I talk a lot about membership, talk a lot about that God want to pull us into a unity, that we must run as one body for what is coming. And I just sense through this week that there's many of us, we've received dreams from the Lord. In our walk with God, we receive things, desires, dreams, things that we want to do from God. And He's just going to start to awaken those things again or remind us about those words. And He's just going to come up again in our quiet times. And I just want to read for us Psalm 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Wonderful. And for this, I just think there's someone that really must hear that. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Obviously, the devil comes and he want to confuse us and he want to get us off the track. You want to do a lot of things, and there's a lot of voices speaking to us. But this is what the Word of God is saying. It says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. The days that were formed for you and for me. It is there. It is written. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. There's precious thoughts towards us. Somebody once said to me they like coming to sermons because they love a good motivational message. And this is not motivational stuff. It was a lady, a Muslim lady. She says she loves listening to pastors. It's good motivational. But this is not motivational, so this is just the truth. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God has thoughts for us. He's framed us. He's put us together perfectly for His kingdom, for what He wants us to walk in. And I remember when I grew up, I first wanted to be a fireman. I thought that's lots of action. And you can jump off stuff and kill fires And then I thought about the special forces or the recce. I thought, that looks nice. I want to go that route, do all the training. I read that they try to break you in training, that you are ready for the real world out there. And that sounded to me, I want to see if that's going to happen. So it just sounds like a nice challenge. And then I thought, back in the days, it's not really good career counseling and all of that. So they just say you can doctor, engineer, or I think there was one other thing, accountant. There's a few things, and that's it. So I thought, okay, then I'll try the engineer route. And there I went to university, and then after, yes, it was a year and a half, where engineering maths got hold of me. Gustav the other day, Gustav got a reward at school for mathematics. And he came home and he said, Daddy, I got this for mathematics, but what is mathematics? I said, it's maths. He said, oh, okay. So it was almost like that. It was Lee's favorite subject at varsity. It was not my favorite subject. So then it was the programming and computer programmer. And later I had my outdoor shop. Work for the church, then other shop, then programmer again, and then back in full-time ministry. There's a lot of things that God was just doing a lot through my life. But I'm also, a lot of it was linked to dreams, linked to desires, things that I had a conviction, I must do this thing, I must do that thing, I must run. And there's so many things that we want to do, that we want to pursue, what we want to get to. And I just sense that God is just taking us beyond all of this. I remember wanting to get a wife and wanting to get a job and praying about that for a long time. And it was very consuming in these great things. But I just sense God is just coming. And in our church, He's just doing something amazing. He's just came and He brought us together. He's building unity. He's building a group of believers that can run. And now He's just going to start to release things that we're going to pursue. It's going to be dreams. It's going to be desires. It's going to be things that once we hear it, it's almost going to resonate something inside of us. We're going to say, wow, this is on my heart. I like this. When you hear it, I like it. You want to do it. And those are the things that is coming. And as we spend time with God, I also just sense that there will be new dreams. There will be new things specific to our day and age, specific to where we stay, where we live, where we work. But it's almost like I just got a picture of where the Bible talks about a whisper. It's going to be just a small voice as we spend time with the Lord. Because I also like to, I'm trying to close loopholes, not to take loopholes in so often. But there's always a loophole, always a shortcut. But I believe there's not going to be many shortcuts to knowing God's will. It's going to be time with God, intimate time in His presence. And that's where it's going to come out. And many times it's going to come as a surprise. I remember praying back in the days in Stellenbosch Mountains, just walking up and down. And a thought dropped in my mind about a competition, a hiking competition. And it was just that we're going to win the competition. And it was just weird. It was different. I was not praying about it. But I just sense this is God speaking. So we did go and we did win the competition. After the prize giving, I told it here, went to the organizer and said, hey, we didn't you make a mistake? Because we were fourth. And they checked the marks and everything and they realized, okay, they did make a mistake. We are the overall winners. And I just realized that day that is God's word. When we have that word from God, and when we have God's direction and God's counsel, that is the thing that's going to stand. Because many are the plans in our hearts. Many are the schemes, the ideas. We can come up with a lot. But when we have that whisper of God, that plan of God, that is when things are going to happen. And why it's not happening, I just think it's just because life is messy. We live in a broken world. We get distracted. There's Facebook and WhatsApp and email and telephone and work and lots of things. And even at night when we put our phone next to our bed, there's notifications and there's now blue ticks on WhatsApp and there's lots of things. There's a lot of things trying to occupy our mind, gunning for our attention. So between all this chaos and in all everything that's going on, we must make sense. Somehow we must make sense of the will of God. Somehow we must make sense about what the world is telling us, and they want our money, they want our attention, and what is really a biblical worldview, what is really the will of God. And it's just, it's not like it's... I just sense that I must just mention these things, that we can be aware of it, that we can once again go out from here and just say, Lord, show me your words again. Remind me of those promises. Remind me of the things you've told me a long time ago. Because I just realize that sometimes that word is going to come once and it might not come again. I had this picture. I just thought of, if I want to give every one of you guys an ice cream, but I'm going to give Clinton the ice cream and then he must hand it over. Okay, but what Clinton is doing every time when I give him my ice cream, he eats the ice cream. Then after a while, I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to use Clinton anymore. Because he's just eating all the ice cream and it's not getting to you guys. And I want to bless everyone. Then I'm going to try Lizelle because she will pass it on. And this was just a picture I had while I was thinking about this. And I just thought that sometimes you get all these things and you just hold on. And actually there's lots more. There's lots more from where it's coming from. But we're so happy to receive it, and we just want to stop everything and say, yes, this is it. And I remember a sermon in another church where the guy just said, it's like when we run a marathon or a 10K or whatever. There's lots of water points. So sometimes what we do, we get to the water point, we get the water. We're so happy to reach this water point, and we just rejoice, there's water, it's a nice place, it's great, and we just stop there. And we park off, and it's a lekker Coke Powerade, everything is wonderful. But it's actually a race to run. There's actually a place where we want to get to. There's going to be another water point. And God, I just sense, God is just saying that, don't stop at the water point. Continue the race. Continue to run. Continue on this process. For some of us, we will hear a specific word, and it might not sound nice. If God says, "Okay, I'm going to give you this and this and this," you say, "Great stuff. That's from the Lord." Then we hear something else that's not so nice. You say, "Okay, I must first pray about this one." And just check and submit it and everything. It's all good. But sometimes that is just a word from God and we must run with it. It might not be a nice, in our sense, a nice word. But that is the challenges that we're sitting with. And I just sense that the time that we're going in, the things that God is going to reveal to us, it's going to be a bit bigger for us alone to handle. We're going to need each other. We're going to need community. We're just going to need to be part of a community where we can draw on each other's skills, each other's strengths, and then we can run the race, and then we can go forward. So I just quickly want to show you a movie clip. It's also part of the Encounter 2 yesterday. But it's quite good. Let's check. Okay, this the group thing. It's a bit better than traveling alone. And there's just the synergy, the power, when there's unity, there's God's blessing is there. And that is something that God is busy doing in our midst. That's something that He brought us together and what we're working through. And I also sense God is just preparing for us for what's coming. A time where we will have to run together. And community, that's also messy. We know our family works. Everything is not just plain sailing. We talked about it at small group as well. You work it out. You don't always love everyone, but you pray that you will love everyone. You trust God to work that thing in our hearts, that we can get there. And I just realized that some things we only learn in community. We only learn in groups. We only learn it in family. We only learn it between people. Because my children taught me a lot of things I didn't know about myself. I short the fuse ease. I thought I've got a lot more patience. So those things I just learned now, and now I can work on it and I can pray for more patience. And it's all clear, it's in the light. And certain things will come out. But the beauty is, this is what life is. This is how God prepared it to be. It's people, it's community. And once we can get this thing right, to work together, to really to love one another, to be the community, people will just look at us and they will just see, wow, there's something that we don't understand. There's something that we don't know. We don't know what it is, but we want that. And that's what we're going for. And in the world, everything is telling you, you must save, you must look out for yourself, you must do this, do that, do that, do that. It's all about me, 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 and my house. I'm not saying just throw all of those things away. I'm just saying that we must just see the message. How it's just different from a biblical worldview. Because that's the important thing. And I believe the time that we're going in, it's a time to evaluate how we do things and also what we're doing. So I love trail running. I'm taking a break now. But for me to run Saturday morning for 5 hours alone in the mountain, God is actually challenging me on that thing. It's not so good to just go on my own every time. There's a lot of hours there that if I can just take a lot of people with me, we can actually chat and we can talk nonsense, we can talk good things. It's just different. It's community. So I'm thinking about the things that I'm doing, where I'm spending my time, and I'm just thinking how I can involve people in these things. Because for me, I just sense that is just God's heart. Involve people. Where I'm just going out, I actually love running on my own. I know some people don't like it. I love it. You just go, nobody to push you, that you must go faster. You can just slower whenever you want to. And it's just nice. You just run and run and run. But it's just such an opportunity to connect with people. And we all will have different things that we can use. I'm talking now a lot about the community and connecting with people, but I believe this is a link to where God wants to take us. This is a link to the dreams and the desires, the big things, and what's on God's heart. Because when we make that shift, we start thinking about how we're doing things, what we're doing, and we just get aligned a little bit with God's heart, because God thinks community. He taught us to pray our Father. Everything is us and our, and it's community. And once we can understand that, it's almost you're getting closer to the same wavelength. It will just be easier to hear that instruction from the Lord. It will just be easier to obey, because we're already thinking that way. We're already starting to change the way we think, how we do things. I'm just going to read for us from Joel. Joel 2 verse 25 says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. For he has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God. And there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Just firstly, where that piece of scripture starts, I will restore the ears that the locusts have eaten. Sometimes when you start thinking about dreams, you start thinking about what God is doing, what is given to us, what is given me, my talents. It's so easy to get condemned. This condemnation steps in and say, okay, I didn't use that. I didn't take that opportunity. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And I just sense that now is just a time to move beyond that. Where we pray and we say, Lord, help us to do things right from now on. Help us to do the right thing. Help me to take the opportunity. Help me to hear your voice. And obviously we are going to pray together. And we'll pray for what happened. Maybe there was something that really derailed us. Something specific in our character that make it difficult for us to just to follow the Lord or hear God's voice. Whatever the specifics is, that we can pray about. That we can work out in community. But I don't want us to, it's almost to spend too much time on just looking at the past and trying to fix it and work it out and say that didn't happen and that should have happened. And no, we're going to walk in faith, we're going to pray together and we go forward. And yesterday it was so good when Franz shared in a small group at Encounter where we're coming from victory. God did die on the cross. He did pay the price for our sins. We have victory. We're coming from victory. Because in my life, I want things to work out. I want things to be right. If it's broken, I want to just buy the new one, put it in, fix it. And I just realized that there's so much stuff that we want to do for ourselves to preserve our life, almost. That things must just be in place, it must be sorted out, it must work out. So many things, but God is just coming, just saying, you will be fine. We're coming from victory. We're not doing a lot of things to try to get somewhere. We're not doing a lot of things that hopefully things can work out. We come from victory. We're coming, we're running with the Almighty God with us. And He did pay the price. And that is the confidence with which we can run. And that is how we're going to enter in the new season. Also for our church, when we pray together, we're going to trust God too, that we will know what He wants to do. And then that we will obey. And just when I thought about you all know the boy. I'm not going to read it now. The five loaves and the two fishes. The boy that brought it. And Pastor Fred, it's so nice in one of the Encounter 2 DVDs. He said that there's actually a mummy. She thought ahead. She thought it the whole day, how everything is going to happen. She thought there's going to be a great crowd. They're going to get hungry. My boy needs lunch. So she packed lunch for him. So she already started the miracle. If you think about it. He was the only one there with his lunchbox. But he was also, for me, the thing that just stood out from that whole story of the boy that gives it over to the disciples and they bring it to Jesus. And they bring the five loaves and the two fishes. The thing is, they were asking for it and he just saw the need and he just gave it away. And he must have think that, sure, I'm also hungry. I don't know if he didn't think about it. I know my boys sometimes they just do weird things. They just give stuff away and it's good things and it's the right things. And I realized that I would have thought about this a bit longer before just doing it. He will come home, he bought a packet of chips with his savings. It's one packet, and he'll just start sharing with everyone, and then there's one chip he left, and he said, okay, I'll take this one. And it's just it's just beautiful. Where there's things that just happen without thinking of all the consequences and everything, and you just see, I want to do this, I'm doing it. And I think maybe that boy in the Bible was also like that. They asked for bread, they asked for food, I've got food, I give it away. But the beauty is that when God multiplied and we did the miracle, that boy was also fed. He also got food, and there was left. So in the end, there was actually much more than what he started out with. But he was willing to part with that thing that he had in his hand. He was willing to bring it to the Lord. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen like that for everyone. I just say that we must just be sensitive to what God wants to do as we spend time with him. As we see, okay, there's people that's hungry, this is what we can bring. Or a different situation. As we spend time, we will see how God sees. We will hear his voice and just know the right thing. And just lastly, before we're just going to take communion, necessary to get there, necessary for the dream to come alive, for the dream to happen, I just believe it's obedience. Obedience to the word of God. We need a special impartation of God's love. God must do that. Love for one another, love for God. This, yeah, love. That's overwhelming. And also preparation. Sometimes we say discipleship, growing in the Lord. Because I can have this great idea that my boy is going to be a Formula One driver. So he's 7, so I just give him my car and he drives it into the wall, and I think, okay, maybe it was not the right thing to do. But it was not the right time. And he wasn't ready for it. I had to train him. And that is also what we've got: discipleship, we've got things, we've got Bible school, we've got various ways to grow in the Lord and to be prepared. And I just actually want to encourage us, as we spend time with the Lord, as we pray, as we learn, as we grow, God is preparing us for what's coming. He's training us. And sometimes you will actually hear something specific from the Lord that's not going to be for now. It's going to be for the future. Then the challenge is to hold on, to treasure that thing in your heart, and to start preparing, to start doing what's necessary, to start learning. If you want to be the best guitar player in the world, then you must maybe take lessons and do something. That's just ways to get there. So Andrew, you can start just handing out the communion. I just want this morning that we just see, God want to save the world. He want to save people. He want to bring everyone into relationship with him. And that's the beauty. I still remember where I started out from. Man, I was confused. I was so confused. I was just so aware of my sins, all these bad things. And then God just came, and I just realized, wow, I want relationship with God. I want this. And life just changed. That's where hope just came in. Everything was just different. And then there's still, at this time, there's still things that I'm holding on to, still words that I've received from the Lord, things that he's told me that some things are very scary. Every time I just cried. I just cried and I think, Lord, wow, I don't know. I don't know the detail. It sounds very scary. I'm not sure if I want to even be involved with it. But that's our Father. Our Father is speaking to us. And as you spend time with the Lord, as you spend time with God in your quiet time, He is going to speak to you. He will show you things. And there's going to be dreams and things that will really excite us. Things that will really... You'll be so excited knowing that, wow, this is what God is going to do. Some things we will see. God is even going to reveal to us strategies. He's going to show us ways to get somewhere. He's going to show us the plan. And this morning when we take communion, I just want us firstly just to surrender to the Lord. And say, Lord, not my way, and not my ideas and my plans. I bring myself to you, and I commit to you, God. Because God has made a way for us. And then, I sense that some of us, we must actually just repent. And say, Lord, I did hear your voice back there, and I didn't respond to it. I did hear your voice there at work. You were telling me this and this. I didn't do anything about it. I was not in the mood. It was not a great time. See, the challenge is we want to be happy. We want good things to happen and everything to be good. And God wants us to be holy. And then also, we will experience God's blessing and it will just be on another level. But that's a different path. And then, I'm going to pray for us and really going to trust God that each one will hear God's voice. That each one of us will hear from the Lord. That you will know when it's God speaking to you. Because it's going to be in a specific way. I know everybody guys speak to their wives, they call their wives different names. Some is Bokki and Dingiki and Liffy and Harki, and there's different words, there's different my lovey. There's a special way. God is into relationship with us. There's going to be a special way that He's going to speak to you. And you will know this is God speaking to me. I'm just going to, I think, just take a moment and just talk to the Lord while Lizelle is playing. Maybe you just want to come back to the Lord. You say, Lord, I just want to be quiet, sit at your feet again. I just want to start over. Give me a second chance. We say, Lord, I heard you saying that thing. I'm not sure about that. Then you bring it to God. Or you just desire to hear God's voice. Then you bring that. Just speak to the Lord. I'm going to give a moment and then we'll have communion. Thank you that we can hear your voice, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of the second chance and you didn't come with condemnation this morning, Lord, but you come and you give us hope. And Lord, we come as a community before you, Father, and we say, we want to do your will, Lord. We want to live for you, God. Tell us your ways, Lord. We want to follow you, God. Because many, many are the plans that we make, Lord, but your counsel, that will stand. And we thank you, Lord, that you've made a way 2,000 years ago on the cross. Your body was broken for us. The blood was shed there, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for victory. Thank you that you overcame death. That you've paid a price for us, Lord. That we can come from victory. We don't have to run around like headless chickens or hopeless. You've paid the price. Lord, as we sit here, as we're going to take communion, Lord, we just remember what you've done for us, Lord. We think back to that day, Lord, where you died. I thank you that you rose again, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's with us. Right now. Let's just eat together. Lord, we thank you for your blood, Lord, the blood that speaks about life, Lord. That there's life, there's hope for every situation. Lord, I pray that today, Lord, as we drink this juice, Lord, as a token of that, that we will realize there's life, there's hope for every situation in our lives, but also for what's coming. That we can stand strong and with confidence. And thank you, Lord, that each one here will hear your voice. That each one here, Lord, will see something specific. They will, as they spend time, they will get those, they will experience your presence, and they will get this, the whisper. They will hear your whisper, Lord. Your soft, the still voice in the morning. They will know this is God. This is different than any other voice speaking to me. Let's just drink. You can just stand. We're just going to end off with a song, but I specifically want to encourage you for the time ahead. I believe that we will hear God's voice, and we will get specific things, specific for us as a church, as a community of believers, where God is going to show us. And I want to encourage you to bring those words, bring those nuggets, those details, God's plan, what you sense is on God's heart. Bring it that we can pray together about it, that we can speak about those things, and we can find out, okay, this is the next step. This is what, for a time like this, this is where we're going now. Let's just worship.